Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me. And then connected via the web, we have the Scuba Squid. I mean, the Scuba Squad. Someone in Facebook Live referred to them as the Scuba Squid, which actually does kind of have a ring to it as well. But I'm guessing they're going to say no. Do you guys want to be a squid or a squad?
Squad.
Barry says squad. Yeah. And everyone else remains
silent.
I want
to be the whack pack.
He wants to be, you know, the thing is, it's a Howard Stern thing there, Pete. So it's like, you know, I was like, not sure if that was going to be appropriate. So we figured we better come up with something.
He's just ready to get sued.
Yeah.
I like dip wads.
I like scuba cow pies.
No, that's, I think, that's I was taken to as well.
Do any of these nomenclature include any benefits to those of us who are participating?
No, God, no.
Of course not. This is purely for our own amusement.
You know, not to even ask that, Casey.
And exactly, and something else for us to abuse you by. So
how
Scuba Squad
surface
it is.
Narcotics?
The surface narcotics?
The down boys.
Well, that's not bad. That might have a ring to it. Where'd who knows? Go? Anyway.
Right.
All right, I've had enough of you guys. I'm moving on to someone more important. We got Liz Parkinson standing by on Facebook with us. What's so funny? CJ's laughing. I'm sorry, Liz. I don't know what I said, but I said something humorous.
It wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
No.
Of course, I'd never make him
laugh.
I'll
tell you later.
But Liz is with us. Liz, how are you? Come on in. Talk to us.
I'm good, Greg. What's happening? Nice to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, well, back at you. Now, Liz, she is a world traveler. She is a Hollywood diving rock star, and we have not had her on Scuba Radio in quite a while, and I thought this was as good a time as any because, you know, she's filming movies. She's doing. You can't talk about the movie stuff right now, I'm guessing still. Is that true, by the way?
Well, no, it's pretty much out there that we're doing the sequels to Avatar, sequels 1 and 2 and 3, that sort of a really highly anticipated water section of the film that's coming out. Not too much, but yeah, Avatar's out and James Cameron's announced who's in it and who the actors are, and everyone's getting super pumped about it.
Right. Can we say though what you do?
Yeah, so I'm doing the underwater stunt, some of the underwater stunts for a couple of the actors. I body double three of the actors, one specifically, Kate Winslet.
Nice.
And a couple other kids that are involved with it, and a couple other actors that do some pretty gnarly underwater breath hold stuff and some flight sequences.
Yes. Well, Liz, yeah, she's a world-renowned free diver, and she's a great underwater model. She, you know, she worked with, like, Ellen's crew and taught them how to dive. So she's been doing some big time, you know, she hangs with all the big guns, and then she spends time with us lowlifes every now and then. So it's nice to see you. As well as here,
Liz.
Yeah, yes. So you're taking a break in between filming right now, obviously, and I saw something on Facebook where you were going to get shark teeth or something.
So I actually right now, ironically, I'm in the least wet place in the world. I'm actually standing just on the side of one of the deserts here in Nevada. I'm out in the desert. It's like 116 degrees. It's absolutely baking.
Wow.
But yeah,
well, you just wait right there. Dorian will be there.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
But yeah, last weekend I was out of Myrtle Beach in South Carolina, and we did some blackwater diving in the Cooper River. We found some pretty amazing teeth. I had no idea that there were shark teeth that were in the Cooper River. I thought it was all like in the ocean, but man, there was some serious current. There's some serious alligators, but it was absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was rad.
Now, how did you end up there, though? You just decided you were going to go dive there?
I have some buddies that I do some charity work with that raise money for elephant conservation. That is a huge thing about baby elephants being pulled out of Africa at the moment. So we were doing some work with them, and we took the day off and jumped on a dive boat and went out into the bayou with the alligators and found some epic megalodon teeth, which was so cool.
Now, Liz has done everything when it comes to diving with sharks and God knows what else. I mean, so when you talk about diving with gators and stuff, knowing how I know you, this didn't even faze you. You didn't even say,
I don't know about that, Greg. I think I would take a 16-foot tiger shark over an alligator any day.
Really? Okay. So did you see
especially
some of
those? Especially when you can't see them and you're down there and the current's ripping and you shine your torch up and you see this big foot in front of you. And then,
wait a minute, there's something attached to that with a lot of teeth. Yeah.
I mean, it is cool. And if there's any divers out there who enjoy the concept of treasure hunting for something very cool, you should definitely put the Copper River on your the Cooper River on your to-do list.
Yes, well, it's on mine. Now, I've went shark teeth hunting off of Venice Beach in Florida here, and we have
but
we don't get the big monster ones like they get in the Cooper River. Was the one that you showed on Facebook? That looked monstrous.
It was about 4.8 inches, and then another guy found one which was 5.6.
Man, holy crap. So what are the odds?
Where in Africa is the Cooper River?
No, it's not in Africa. That's where is it exactly?
Oh, sorry.
South Carolina.
South Carolina, right.
South America, got it.
Yeah, he got South part.
right down with the Brazilians and the Jaguars.
Yes, okay. But as far as finding one that big, I mean, that's a monster megalodon tooth. Is that common when you go dive the Cooper River, or do you have to be really lucky or what?
I thought I was pretty lucky. I was scooting along it because the current was ripping.
Yeah.
We had a screwdriver that we were digging into the dirt and the mud to try and catch us so that we didn't drift off. Hmm. And I literally just looked over and I found it lying there on the top of the clay. Wow. But the reason why they're coming out that way is because the water erodes the sides of the bank where the fossil layer is. And with that erosion and with the tidal movement, they just sort of clean the teeth out and push them out into the open. And that's how you find them.
How about that? So they're literally exposed. You just got to be in the right place at the right time and kind of
shine your light in the right spot. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's kind of like an Easter egg hunt type of thing, but it's megalodon shark.
It's better. It's so cool. Yeah.
Way better. Great. Yeah. No chocolate, though.
In Los Angeles, just outside of Los Angeles, in a place called Bakersfield, they do it in the desert. There's a fossil layer. So you can go and get the same kind of teeth, except they're sort of a light caramel color as opposed to the black color because they've been lying in a different sediment for millions of years, and it's called Ernst Quarry, and it's about 2 hours outside of Los Angeles in the hills. And again, a fantastic experience if you have kids or family and you're looking for something rather than getting up in the craziness of what is Los Angeles.
Right.
In the desert and find shark teeth.
I think I saw some of that on Shark Week with Josh Gates. He was doing scene
Josh
there.
Josh did it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That looks like fun. But I'd rather do the Cooper River thing.
I'll take the water.
That's on the list for sure, even though it doesn't sound like a very fun diving experience. But to get one of those big monster teeth is something every diver, I think, would like to have for sure. Now, what about other projects? I mean, so you're kind of in between things right now and doing stuff, or what? Are you getting ready to go back to set or what?
We're having a break on Avatar right now, so I've got a couple other documentary stuff that I'm working on at the moment. I have another project coming up towards the end of the year, which I'm pretty stoked about. I have some killer shark stuff in South Africa next year, which I'm pretty pumped. I've got some Cabo diving with Makos and Blue Sharks coming up at the end of October. Just a whole bunch of stuff that's, I'm off Avatar, so I'm trying to get my shark life back on track.
And, there you go.
It's going pretty good right now, so I'm stoked about that.
Hobnobbing with all the Hollywood celebs too. Can you share any names or no?
I don't know about that.
Welcome to TMZ, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're here for. Yeah, no, she does. She hangs with all the big guns.
She's important now.
Oh, of course she always has been. She's actually was one of our Scuba Radio mermaids a couple of years ago.
She's beautiful and important.
Absolutely. Well,
Liz,
it's always a pleasure to catch up. I'm glad to see you doing so well. And, if you get any more shark teeth and you want to send them our way, and then I'll tell everybody I found it myself, feel free to do so. Okay.
Okay, Greg.
All right. You
guys, take care.
All right. There you go. Liz Parkinson, she is obviously a very nice lady. You spent some time with us, and it's always good to catch up with an old friend, for sure. So there you go.
Greg, and you might find some gator teeth.
Gator
teeth. If you don't find megalodon teeth.
They
got to lose them too, right?
I think they only lose them when they sink their teeth into your flesh.
Yeah, your skull.
Yeah. And then you might get a souvenir if you're lucky.
You might find one in your buttocks.
You know, buttocks. I found two gator teeth so far in my diving career.
Really?
They look like bullets.
They do. They are very much different than shark teeth, for sure. So, we'll have to find out where Pete's coming from with that story next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Do you realize there's a hurricane going on?
I was born on that like this.
Okay.
Tell me what you're doing.
I'm getting drunk tonight.
Okay, great.
Bam, this thing is like pounding us from behind.
You know, Matt, our truck operator, Tom Bear, said, "Don't you wish you had your weight back?"
Here I am. Rock you like a hurricane.
You okay?
Here I am.
We're okay. We're okay.
Rock you like a hurricane.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Yes, definitely. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know it's bad when Al Roker wants his weight back. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty windy. That's a pretty good testimonial.
It's about time you played the Scorpions, though.
Well, it takes some time, you know, for things to blow through, and as they did.
Speaking of blowing,
hey.
How are we doing on the show today?
Oh, that didn't bring us to our next guest.
That's
not a good setup. That'd be for Chris. And I apologize for CJ's comment, Chris. So don't take it personally, okay? But you are on.
I'm sorry.
You're so sorry.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Now, Chris Finley, he runs a dive operation there in, is it, we're at in Virginia, or where is it at exactly?
Kentucky.
We're in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Charlottesville, Virginia. Okay. So right now, you might be getting whacked much more than we do. Is that right or no? Are you in higher ground?
I saw this morning that the weather forecast showed that it was pivoting a little bit, but I'm actually at the lake. Doing some diving this weekend, and it's absolutely beautiful weather. So, sign of the hurricane yet.
Good. Yeah.
Which lake?
Which lake there? Where are you at? Which particular lake?
We're at Lake Phoenix. So it's a scuba park about an hour north of the Virginia, North Carolina state line.
Okay. All right. So, it's great diving today for sure. It's a couple days from now. God knows what might happen, right? But who cares about tomorrow? Live for today. That's what I say.
Indeed.
Yes. But you've been doing a lot of diving. That's why I wanted to bring you on. Just like Liz, I saw she was picking up some shark teeth. I saw that you were diving with the Sand Tigers off of North Carolina, right? Is it North Carolina?
I was indeed.
Yeah. So is that a typical... a trip that you do with your crew there at the dive shop this time of year, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, we do four or five of them a year, at least once a month down there during the summer. So we've had some really good luck with trips and weather cooperating with us. We headed down last weekend. Absolutely gorgeous conditions on Saturday. Went out to the wreck of the Aeolus, which is about 24 miles off the coast.
Mm-hmm.
Down to 110 feet, it was still 79 degrees. So I know just below your threshold at 80, but I think you would have been able to tolerate it.
Yes. So you're saying it's about a little nipply down by the areola.
I don't think that's what he said. Hey, CJ's really off today.
Why was I not invited, Chris? I mean, you know.
Well, he thought you were doing a cavern course this weekend is what the problem was.
Well,
with
that
you,
was
Jordan.
Last weekend, Greg. I could have been in the shark-infested waters
that's
in
true.
North Carolina.
It was. Well, you just knew better.
Oh, you're
than
right.
To call
I was off by a week. Sorry, Jerry. We'll hook you up next time.
Yeah. Hey. Way to cover there, Chris. Way to cover.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
You can buy drinks at DEMA.
So how many Sand Tigers did you see there on the wreck? I mean, they usually get a big group of them, don't they? How many you figure?
Yeah. So right off the... Yeah, there was a sort of 20. 25. It was started to... And 5 to 6 that were making their way sort of around the remnants of the wreck.
Nice.
Now, absolutely beautiful conditions and tons of fish and obviously a lot of sharks to go down to see.
Yeah, you know, I have not done that dive. It's on my list, just like diving in the Cooper River that Liz was talking about. This dive with these Sand Tigers is a, you know, kind of a benchmark dive that you hear about quite a bit. But it's the Sand Tigers themselves that are so I'm drawn to, because they are very scary looking animals, because their teeth are kind of like the Englishmen of the shark world, because their teeth go all in different directions and things. Not that I'm slamming every Englishman with,
but he is.
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. But the
Hobie,
they definitely need a dentist.
They could use a dentist. These Sand Tigers just got all these teeth going in all different directions. They're kind of freaky looking that way, aren't they? But they're fairly docile. They don't bother the divers at all, do they?
No, they're extremely docile. Uh-huh. So, I mean, just going and very slow moving, absolutely beautiful to watch them. But you're right. They have a very toothy smile. But they'll come right up to you. Absolutely no aggression whatsoever.
I hear, Greg, that you could. They're so docile, you can actually breastfeed them.
You're on a roll, CJ.
Greg, those are nursing sharks, CJ.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Greg, this is some of the best diving on the East Coast.
Yeah.
We need to get up there.
You've done this then, Jerry, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have Jerry be our guide, and we'll go hook up with Chris, and let's go do it.
Mm-hmm. What about the behavior of these Sand Tigers? Are you say they're very docile, they'll swim right up to you. Do they seem curious, or are they just oblivious to the divers, or do you get any vibe one way or another from them? What do you think, Chris?
Oblivious to the divers.
Oblivious,
I mean, they're not running. The bubbles aren't scaring them off, but they're not really coming up to expect anything. Mm-hmm. They have sort of their pattern that they're swimming around the wreck.
Right.
Awesome for photography, right? So you kind of see what path they're on and just set yourself in line with them, framing up with whatever you want for the wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they'll give you multiple opportunities of simply coming back around in their little track around the wreck.
Yeah.
So
they
don't care that we're there, and
yeah,
they just go about their business.
So right. It's kind of like NASCAR.
They will actually, if you get in their way, mm-hmm. they would just come towards you, move over, and just go around you and go back in line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's yep. they're awesome creatures to watch.
Yeah. Well, they are. Once again, I go back to the teeth because they have an interesting look with the jaggedy teeth that they have. They kind of protrude outside their jaws. And you go up there and do a selfie. Well, ragged tooth, right. But you go up there and do a selfie and pull the regulator out of your mouth and go, cheese, you know. You almost feel like you would have to do that as a diver. And that's why I was asking to make sure that was safe to do so.
You can do it.
Okay, you can do it. Well, Chris, I'll let you get back to more important things like, you know, enjoying your day of diving. But thanks for checking in and giving us the update, my friend. It's always good to hear from you, okay? There you go.
Absolutely. It's your NEMA, brother.
And a website. What is it for your dive shop there? What is it, Chris?
ConnectionNumber2Diving.com.
Did you get that, Jerry? You know what it is. You
cut out. It was .com.
You got it. I was right. Okay, we'll get it. Share with everyone next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubba Boy in the studio, and then the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. See, that's way quicker, faster.
Crap Pavia.
Mention everybody's name, like Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut.
Barry the Hurricane Slayer.
Okay.
It's Barry the Hurricane Slayer.
Low Lifes.
Well, that's not bad either.
Go low.
Wait, if we get Cave certified, Greg.
Would we be your smelly Walmart followers?
No.
What?
What's going on with that?
Cut off Casey's...
Trump! All right, by the way, it's Connect to Diving. Connect the number 2 diving.com for Chris.
That's correct, Greg. Connect to the number 2 diving.
That's how you can connect with him and go dive the Sand Tigers or
connect
go out.
Connect to diving.com.
Right. Not to, T-O... TWT, the number.
Right.
Greg, I have begged you for many years, let's go to North Carolina. We got to go.
He thought you meant for a romantic getaway.
No. Actually, now that you mention it, well, that would explain why I blocked out
cabin.
Those requests.
I know cabin.
That's enough. That's enough out of you. All right. So look, Dr. Doug Ebersol is going to join us and talk about the cavern course that we're not going to do this weekend.
But we were going to do.
We're going to pass.
Damn you, Dorian!
We are going to postpone our plans for doing that cavern course, but we're going to talk about what we would have done and how well we would have completed all the tasks at hand. We are going to basically explain how great little diving doobies we would have been, CJ?
A task?
Tasks.
Doobies?
A tisket, a task.
Jerry the Diver Guy, CJ, and myself.
It's not too late.
What do you mean? It's
you
not
can change your mind and get the rooms back. I'm sure there's no rooms there. The storm's not going to hit.
Sure.
At all.
Yeah, it's a 3-day weekend. Come on.
What's your problem?
Bright and shiny.
Well, we'll talk to him. Pete knows he was going to be there to help us too. So we'll talk to him. Just stop already! Oh my God! Just stop it!
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
There is a storm on the horizon. A time of hardship and pain.
I hope they read it for this hurricane.
Are you ready? If you're not, well, you should be. But hopefully it's going to turn up the coast and not really affect us enough. But it's already affected. It screwed us over big time because we had some big diving plans here to get our cavern certification. Dr. Doug Ebersol is with us via FaceTime audio right now. Dr. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. How about you, Greg?
Well, it could be better. I was hoping we'd be going out to dive right after the show today, but we all have to hunker down at least a little bit or prepare.
I don't have to.
Well, you don't, but...
I just had to crack another beer open.
Well, yeah, but you should have been on your way down here already, Jerry.
I'm going to go cavern diving.
Pete, you're going to go regardless? Or what are you saying?
Dude.
He's
not going to have a storm over here.
Yeah.
Well, you're not, but you were telling me that if this storm were to come through, or even the way it is, it could affect some like flooding and some issues like that over in the Jenny Springs area and nope. Where all those
places. Not tomorrow.
Nope.
Well, not tomorrow, but Monday.
Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
Nah.
Bubble Greg, boy, quit storm, acting like an expert.
No. The storm is not going to hit here, Greg. I promise you. It's just to get people to buy stuff at stores. They do this every year.
Exactly, and it worked.
He's got a conspiracy theory.
He does.
It's a government conspiracy.
So wait, Bubble Boy, you're claiming that this is all a hoax?
All the weathermen run out and buy stock in box stores, and then they tell you, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. And then it never
hits. The stock market will increase.
Well, look, we have Dr. Doug Ebersol with us, and he's a doctor. And he can answer us in some kind of legitimate fashion. What do you think there, Dr. Duggar?
He's not a weather doctor.
Is Bubble Boy, is he full of hooey or what? What do you think?
I mean, with the way the storm's looking like it's going now farther east, we probably would have been okay.
Right.
The issue right now is there's not a lot of gas anywhere. So for you and I, driving 2.5 hours to get up that direction, then finding out we may not have gas to get back home.
No, yeah.
Maybe a little tricky.
Park has gas.
Well, yeah, exactly. Wait, you're talking about CJ and myself and Jerry, restaurant. The driver guy, not having gas? I think we do.
We always have gas.
I probably should rephrase that to gasoline for our automobile. So what used to be the whack pack, I guess now the scuba squad.
The scuba squad. You like that as a doctor? Does that sound more like legitimate?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
I was going to suggest that we ate Mexican if we didn't have enough gas to get back.
Oh, yeah.
Greg, you need help.
That's the last thing we need is you eating Mexican.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, take a look at this, Bubble Boy. This will entertain you for hours. I just pulled out this little sound effect device that we have in our new studio. No, that's not what it's supposed to be used for. Quit it. You can't do that on Facebook Live. Anyway.
Do it again.
So, Dr. Doug, let's talk about what we would have done or what we'll do in the future for this cavern class. Because, you know, you sent us all this advanced material, and I've read it. I did my quiz and all that kind of stuff, or final exam kind of thing. And it's just good basic navigating skills at the bare minimum that you would learn from a cavern course. Am I right?
Right. Like I mentioned before, it gives you a chance to kind of, you don't know what you don't know. So it kind of puts you in a little bit more of a awareness of what's going on in an overhead environment. It also, to Pete's points all the time, it makes you a better diver in terms of buoyancy, trim, non-silting fin kicks, all that sort of thing that you can use in lots of different environments. And then just the whole idea of getting comfortable with reels and placing line and so forth and kind of understanding the concepts. It just makes you a better diver all around.
Right.
And gives people a taste to see if this kind of environment is something they really want to do and advance to full cave diving, or if they're saying this really isn't for me, but I'm now at least a much better diver with better skills, and I'll just continue to use those skills in the open water environment.
Yeah, what do you think is the conversion rate from someone going through a cavern course and then going into cave? Would you put a percentage on it, like half the people do it, say, hey, this is pretty cool, or is it less, or what would you say?
Well, in my experience, it'd probably be higher than that. It'd probably be two-thirds, maybe three-quarters, and the reason being is because for someone to look forward to doing a cavern course, they probably have at least a little bit of interest.
Yeah. Pete, would you back him up on that? Pete from Scuba Board, what do you think? You think that's accurate?
I'm going to say it's less than that. You have to realize Doug is probably one of the premier cave and cavern instructors out there.
Right.
If people are looking up Doug, they want to take it all the way to the finish. They're hoping to get all of it done.
Right.
So he doesn't get the normal person who's just trying to figure out if this is for them or not.
True. Yeah. I mean, you know, we're dealing with a highly accomplished instructor here. That's why this sounded so appealing to me when he offered it up. I was like, really? You would want to spend that kind of time with our crew? Are you nuts? Obviously.
I think you're being overly kind. I mean, I appreciate that, I'm happy to spend time with you guys. I dive because I enjoy diving in whatever environments, and I'm happy to do anything and everything, and I just enjoy the whole teaching aspect, both from the diving side of things and my medical practice and everything else. So teaching is just something I've always enjoyed. So I'm looking forward to it. We'll think we'll have a great time once we get the weather to cooperate.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
And may I point out something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
That's what makes Doug such an awesome instructor. He doesn't have to do it for the money. Okay. He does it because he enjoys it. Mm-hmm. He loves diving. He loves teaching. And that's the best you can get in an instructor. It just is.
Pete, can you do me a favor?
No.
Can you say heavens to Murgatroyd?
What?
Heavens to Murgatroyd.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, help us out.
Well, you know, the thing is, I know this about Dr. Doug. I mean, let's not forget, he's like a cardiologist, heart surgeon. He like saves lives.
It's redundant, isn't it?
I think it's a little bit of both. But
But that's all great and good, Greg. But who cares about that? Let's go back to the diving.
Well, he's told me many times before, though, that he just does that to fund his diving. That's what we all do. Pun intended. Yeah.
Like when someone says,
but "The thing is, can Dr. Doug take us all the way through the cave class?"
Well, of course, he could if he wanted. If we want to go that route,
like if someone says, "Eat your heart out," he can tell you why that's bad.
We know that.
I don't think
we don't want to know that all the good stuff that we eat is the bad stuff.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't do that. He doesn't bother with that.
But what I'm curious about, I mean. We want to take the cavern class. Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we take the cavern class, that leads us into the cave class. So if we go to the cave class and we want to keep going, how long does it take us to get to that?
It depends on. Like Pete had mentioned, I think a couple of weeks ago, there's kind of three aspects to cave training. There's some people do a cavern and intro at the same time, but there's cavern diving. There's an intro to cave, which is basically going to, you go into the cave environment. So you're in a true overhead environment. Your equipment's setup is different with redundancy and so forth because you're clearly in a true overhead environment. And then on that course, you're basically staying on the main line. So what in Florida is the gold line. So the main line into the cavern, you're not jumping off of that line, kind of just going in and going out. And you're limited to the six of your doubles. So you've got lots of reserve gas. And then you move from that. Most people do that in a few days to a week or so, depending on the skill set and how many dives the instructor wants to do. You then would move to apprentice. And then there's usually a time limit on apprentice, and then you can move to full cave. But usually what people do is they'll get their intro and then spend some time doing intro dives, getting comfortable in that environment before moving on to apprentice and then moving on to full cave. Like Pete, how long did it take you to get through that whole, category all the way through from, cavern through intro to apprentice to full? How long did that take you?
I think I did it in 15 years,
yeah,
14 maybe.
Okay, count me
out. It's about the journey. It's about the journey. No.
Each class took about 3 days. Each class was fine.
Exactly.
You have to realize I had some issues with having Achilles tendons pop left and right, and you had to recover from those. So I had lots of downtime in that time. And you know what? I actually did Naui Cave 1 in there, which did most of what I needed to do, and I dove on my Naui Cave 1 for a long time.
Hmm. Well, when you're taking someone through this process to become an apprentice, have you ever had to turn to them and say, look, I'm sorry, but you're fired. I can't do this.
There are people that probably are not don't have the right mindset or personality for cave diving, but they usually will tell you that on their own. They'll usually figure that out by themselves. That's not something you normally have to tell somebody. What may happen is some people just take a little bit longer in terms of developing the skills to have the right trim and buoyancy in doubles and laying line and all that kind of stuff. Some people just takes a little bit longer. Some people doesn't.
Some people it just says, you know, I really don't like small spaces that are dark and rocks. Not a fan of rocks. That might be a giveaway, you think? Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the party.
We're going to have some fun without a dive.
At the party, scuba party.
Now don't stay behind. Don't get left out.
At the party, scuba party.
Now the scuba party is here and it's here to stay.
Party.
If you want some fun, that's the only way.
At the party, scuba party.
We're gonna dive in and swim all about. Move around just like the truck. Now at the party, a big, big party.
Yes, it is a hurricane scuba party. This week on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, the Scuba Squad, Dr. Doug Ebersole with us right now. By the way, that's a cool picture you texted me during the break there, Dr. Doug, of you and all the shark teeth you've gotten at the Cooper River. You did that before a while ago,
No, that wasn't me. That was a friend of mine, Brian Kaycook, who's in the Bahamas, getting pummeled by the hurricane right now. He and a bunch of guys from Kiss Rebreathers, about three or four of the guys, went actually to Wilmington, North Carolina, which you can go off the ledge there and get some big shark's teeth. It's the same kind of idea as the Cooper River, but you're not dodging alligators, and the visibility is a lot better.
Well,
but
wait,
you're also,
a minute.
You know, 20 miles off the coast.
So that was off the coast of the Bahamas?
No, he's from the Bahamas. That's off the coast of Wilmington, North Carolina.
Oh, okay. So it was a different
spot. South of Morehead City, where the sand tigers and stuff are. So it's just a little bit farther south.
Okay, but you got to know where to look, I'm guessing, for
the operator, just like Cooper River, the operators take you out to the ledge where the megalodon teeth are.
Nice.
And drop you.
Well, and is it pretty deep too? Rebreather come in handy for something like that, I guess, or what do you?
Yeah, it's 100 feet, something like that.
Well, there you go. That's very doable.
You got to look fast, Greg.
What do you mean you got to look fast?
You're going to run out of air.
Yeah, I mean, you're out of air.
Not with a rebreather. You got all that
sneak up on.
No, just a regular.
No, we were going to do rebreather. We'll do that. We'll go do the rebreather thing. We'll have plenty of time.
A rebreather, you can sneak up on them.
And pay for, one of those 5-inch shark teeth go for like $100. I mean, you could sell them.
Wouldn't you keep it, though?
Well, probably, or you could sell it and pay for your dive trip that way, you know?
Yeah, so, or get a few of them and keep a couple and sell the rest.
Exactly.
Make a nice necklace.
One for me, two for eBay. One for me.
Doug had mentioned about the rebreather class, giving us an intro into that. What consists of that now?
Oh, well, that's just if you just
breathing
want to experience
in and out.
We were just, yeah, exactly. That's pretty easy. That's a matter of just kind of getting in shallow water, putting you on the rebreather and have you swim around a little bit just to kind of get a feel for that and see if that's something you enjoy. Yeah, I was going to do that at the end of the cavern class because I'll be on my rebreather and just have you guys, anybody that wants to do a demo, just swim around for a few minutes and see if it's something they enjoy.
Right, because it's totally different than open circuit. I mean, I'm certified on the Inspiration and Evolution, you know, that one, the AP diving system. But the buoyancy compared to open circuit is totally different. So it's... You feel like a fish out of water at first, so it takes a little bit to kind of get used to how it works and stuff. But once
the breathing just feels a little different. But it's not harder or easier; it's just different,
right?
And most people, you know, that want to go that route within a couple of dives, it kind of clicks, and they kind of get a feel for the breathing and the buoyancy, and then just a matter of time, just like an open circuit, just takes time to kind of perfect all those sorts of things.
Right. Now, are you doing anything to prepare for this storm that we have coming our way potentially there, Dr. Doug, or are you already hunkered down, you figure?
Yeah, I'm actually at the International Mall in Tampa with my wife, who's upgrading her iPhone at the moment. So she's in the Apple store, and I'm standing at the door talking to you.
Okay.
So, we're not doing anything at all. I got a full tank of gas, and we have plenty of water and stuff.
Yeah,
no,
you guys, and it's probably not even going to affect us.
Pizza party!
I want to just encourage everyone listening right now, especially the divers, to take advantage of your gear, whether you have a rebreather, open circuit, whatever. But you want to be one of those guys that sneak up behind the weathermen that are going to be doing all these reports up and down the East Coast. In full scuba gear, go by and wave and all that kind of stuff. And just
if
say,
you do that, we will get you a Scuba Radio shirt.
We will absolutely not get you a Scuba Radio shirt. I can't afford that kind of budget. What are you,
could
nuts?
Could we give him a Scuba Radio tube sock?
Well, Barry can if he's willing to sacrifice slightly.
Oh, no, Greg, no, 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 just no. Look at that. That would be awesome to sneak up behind Jim Cantore.
Yeah.
And then just stand there.
And then they turn around and they go, ha, this guy's ready.
Exactly. Yeah, they would do that for sure. All right. Would you encourage?
Then you look into the lens. You go, you damn right.
Yeah.
Okay. If you do it, I'll buy you a Scuba Radio shirt.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Well, Dr. Doug, I'll let you get back in there and join your wife at the Apple Store. But thanks for, thanks for planning to teach us how to cavern dive.
Yeah.
We'll reschedule.
We will reschedule.
You will make that happen.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Sounds good. And we got still got the Red Sea coming up in whatever, a month or month and a half. So yeah, I'll be looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, we got some, we got a busy schedule coming up. Thanks, Dr. Doug.
Do I get that credit? Because I went through that whole workbook.
Absolutely.
I spent,
no.
All of Monday
None.
On that.
You're going to have to totally redo it all again. Suck.
Damn it.
That was totally wasted.
What about
time.
The fact of my newfound maturity I was not recognized for a few minutes ago? I would like to point out.
Maturity.
Which maturity was
yeah.
that?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a tremendous amount of restraint on my part.
It's his immaturity.
Thought, no, no. Morehead City was brought up, and I said nothing.
Wow.
Ah.
I thought that was progress.
Here, yeah. Have some nose, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's because you're too enthused with CJ, or I mean Bubble Boy.
James has been working
Bubble
that
Boy just failed
for a while now.
Bubble
he
Boy.
Just saw the connection 2 seconds ago, and yeah. He's trying to make up an excuse.
Well,
no,
yeah.
No. I was
Facebook
on it,
Live.
I was
you'll like, plainly yeah. see Bubble Boy could not restrain himself from playing with the fart box. So we'll just
that's his mate tonight.
He's
anyway.
He's fingering the fart. Box.
Stop it! Just stop it already.
Come on,
this is the start of a good hurricane party. And on that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up till next time. Remember, it's always better. We're gang.
Tell that word, it's winning.
Safe diving, everyone. That's why it's hot. I'm not in water. Yeah, we in love. I'm in the fire.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.